Not every uncomfortable feeling in a relationship means danger. Yes, sometimes it's a red flag, and sometimes it's just unfamiliar, a little awkward, and part of the normal discomfort that comes with emotional growth. But how do you tell the difference? How do you know when it's a red flag and you've got to run? And how do you know when it's a chance to grow? That's what I'm going to unpack with you today. Last week on the podcast, I spoke about red flags and 10 red flags that I think we could all do with being a little bit more aware of. Today, I want to talk a little bit more about those things that aren't quite red flags. They might look like it, but they're actually a chance to grow and help you understand a little bit of the difference. Welcome to this complex life. Today, I'm talking about the messiness of relationships and red flags. Not every red flag means danger. Some things we call red flags are actually human misunderstandings, mismatches, or just human difference. Labeling everything as a deal breaker can actually stop us from growing. There are so many occasions that I see this happen, but I want to talk about some of the most common that I see in my work, what they really might mean, and how they can actually become moments for reflection and growth rather than just simply running away. The first one, disagreements. Someone disagreeing with you is not the same as gaslighting. They are not gaslighting you if they have a different opinion or recall a fight or an interaction differently. Gaslighting is when someone intentionally manipulates your sense of reality. They manipulate you into doubting your own experiences, your own memory, or your own reality. A disagreement or a difference is not the same thing. You might say, I've told you a million times, and they're like, well, I don't remember. And it's like, stop gaslighting me. I've told you this. Gaslighting comes with intention, simply not remembering, not understanding what you meant by something, or just seeing it from a different perspective or having a different opinion or different experience is not the same as gaslighting. If you're having differences, that's actually a really good chance to talk about how you navigate that. How do you move through conflict? How do you talk about difference of opinion? How do you validate someone's experience, even if you wouldn't do the same thing in that environment or that situation, or you don't even maybe agree with the outcome, but you can understand how they got there or what their experience is, and you can empathize and validate that. So disagreement in itself is not gaslighting. So as a learning curve, as a growth edge, can you stay grounded when someone sees things differently to you without needing to convince them otherwise or be convinced? Because disagreement is part of healthy connection. Shutting down isn't always manipulation. Some people freeze or go quiet when they're overwhelmed. It's often about emotional overload, not control. This is different to using withdrawal to manipulate a response from you. Can you pause and give space without jumping to conclusions? Because supporting regulation often builds more trust than demanding a response. Having conflict doesn't mean your relationship is unhealthy. Every close relationship will have tension and conflict. Conflict is actually a normal, healthy part of any relationship. What matters is how you handle it, not trying to avoid anything that might create difference or might lead to conflict, but how you talk about it, and how you repair after a difficult conversation or something that felt painful or hurt or a conflict that maybe escalated. Repairing from it is just as important. Can you repair a rupture instead of avoiding it or making it personal? Just having conflict is not a red flag. Can you repair that? Can you talk about it? Can you give that person a chance to nut that out with you? Being forgetful or time blind doesn't mean they don't care about you. I find this one hard because sometimes we can associate reliability and punctuality with our own sense of importance and how much we matter. And yes, reliability is one of the components of trust. And I spoke about that in another episode on trust, which you can check out. If someone is struggling with their memory or with punctuality or with trying to get organized, that doesn't mean they don't care about you. It doesn't mean that they're necessarily or intentionally being disrespectful or that you're not important. Can you separate intention from impact? Can you express your needs without blame? Understanding creates more change than criticism. So how do you work through when your feelings are hurt? Wanting space doesn't necessarily mean they're emotionally unavailable. Some people need time alone to regulate and to reflect. That doesn't mean that they're necessarily pushing you away. It might feel like that and it might hurt, and it doesn't mean that that was their intention or that they're disconnecting from you. They might regulate best alone or prefer to have some time that's quiet or reflective. Can you sit with uncertainty and trust that the connection will hold? Learning to give and receive space can build real security. So seeing space or time apart or needing alone time as a chance to build trust and build connection instead of withdrawal and avoidance. And there is a difference there. You might need to figure out which one's which, but needing time alone is not necessarily a red flag. Awkwardness around emotions doesn't mean someone is unsafe. Some people didn't grow up learning how to talk about feelings or emotions. Maybe it was even shamed, or they were discouraged from this when they were growing up, or they were shamed about it. So not everybody has the capacity or the emotional literacy to talk about their feelings and emotions. That doesn't mean that they're an unsafe person to be around. It doesn't mean that they're cold or shut off, or that they don't want to try and meet you there or have those conversations. It might just take a little bit longer, and they might need to learn it almost like learning a new language. It can be really hard to start with. So can you create emotional safety without demanding fluency right away? Compassion can go quite far. Compassion goes further than correction here. Different communication styles is not a red flag. You might process things out loud. I know I do. They might need time to think. These differences are common. Can you find a shared rhythm while being respectful for what you both need and want? Can you respect each other's pace? Because respecting that can help you actually get closer. Wanting different things isn't betrayal. Not being aligned with the same values or goals doesn't mean someone misled you. People change, they grow, they evolve, or you might have the same values but have very different ideas on how to get there and not know about it. They might not be the right fit for you, or it might require additional conversations. Can you explore these without blame and criticism? Can you have a conversation about what really matters, what's negotiable, what's compromisable, and what's a core value that is a non-negotiable for somebody? Not having all the same values is not a red flag. And the last one I want to talk about is feeling uncomfortable doesn't necessarily mean that something's wrong. For some people who grew up in environments where there was a lot of hostility or unpredictability and things weren't consistent and calm and stable, when they get those things, their nervous system might freak out. So feeling connected and safe and calm, that in itself might be unfamiliar and lead to discomfort. So not everything that's uncomfortable is bad for us. And we need to start to figure out, how do we tell the difference? What is my gut telling me is not quite right? And when do I listen to that? And when do I take note of, what is it about this that doesn't feel right? Is it that I've never felt this before and I'm actually feeling safe and calm and connected and that feels unfamiliar? Can you pause before reacting and acting out? Can you ask yourself, what part of this is mine to explore and understand? Reflecting on this can help you grow rather than simply run away. So take note of what is your body telling you. Your body is often the first to pick up on something not being quite right, even if you can't quite put your finger on it. Could be a shift in tone, a look, a comment, something that leaves you feeling a little bit unsure or unsettled. Sometimes your gut is pointing to something real and you might need to listen to that. Other times it's reacting to something that happened long ago and might not even be relevant to this moment. The body does keep the score, but it doesn't always tell the full story. Take a moment to ask, does this remind me of something that hurt me before? Is my reaction about this person, or is it about something from the past? You can learn to trust your body without treating every moment of discomfort as something to run away from. Slow down, notice what comes up, and give yourself space to think, reflect before you respond. Because remember, not all discomfort means a red flag. Some discomfort is necessary for growth. Some of it is emotional stretching, the kind that happens when we are learning to trust, be honest, sit with difference, be vulnerable. Healthy conflict can feel messy. Receiving feedback can sting. Vulnerability at times might feel unfamiliar or intense. Growth isn't always easy, and some discomfort can lead to better understanding, more openness, stronger boundaries, and a closer, more connected relationship. So it might be something to lean into, not walk away from.
So before you label something as a red flag, take a breath and ask yourself, am I unsafe or just unsure? Is this discomfort something to explore or something to avoid? Relationships rarely black and white. Sometimes discomfort is part of learning how to be close to someone, how to communicate, how to sit with difference. And sometimes your gut is pointing to something deeper. The more you can slow down, tune in and reflect, the more choices you have about how to show up for yourself and in your relationships. If this episode got you thinking, feel free to share it with someone else who might be navigating a similar question. And don't forget to check out the last episode on red flags you shouldn't ignore. And next week coming up will be the four habits that can predict a relationship in trouble. Until then, take care. Thank you for listening. To keep the conversation going, head on over to Instagram or LinkedIn and follow me. If you'd like to keep updated with episodes and other interesting things happening in mental health, join my weekly This Complex Life newsletter, where I'll share tools, tips, and insight. There's a link in the show notes. Got a question you want answered? Shoot me an email or a DM. I'd love to hear from you. And if you enjoy the show, I'd really appreciate it if you could leave a rating and a review. It helps other people find the podcast.